Good morning. It's, what is it? It's 10:37. Oh, good. I got time. It's 10:37 a.m. Tuesday, December the 19th, 2017. Good morning. Good morning. I didn't get out yesterday. It was too damn cold. When I got up, it was like 11. And while that's above my threshold for, has to be above single digits if I'm going to walk, I couldn't force myself into my clothes. I couldn't force myself to get up and go out and face 11 degree weather. It did get up to a high of around 40 late in the afternoon. My God, it was cold. We're looking for another cold snap before the end of the week. A couple of mornings of single digits, so I probably will not walk. So yeah, just heads up. We're looking for snow near the end of the week. Snow over the weekend, looks like a white Christmas coming here. I think Christmas is Monday, isn't it? So I'm trying to make it back before the 11 o'clock alarm goes off. I did, I got a little experiment going this morning. I stopped, as I was taking the picture, I heard all of these geese coming. So I stopped and recorded. I listened to the recording and it's really, really faint. I don't know if I can bring it up or not. So we'll see. We'll see how it listens to when I get it into the computer and get it cleaned up. Okay, I took my gloves off. That was a mistake. It's 38. Walking in the sun, it might be 40. Right at the moment, it's I'm walking in shade. Or as much shade as the bare trees provide. Cold in my fingers. That's interesting. I'm not sure what that is. Lady walking along pushing what looks like a stroller, except it looks more like a grocery basket. It isn't like a walker or anything, I don't think. It has that sort of boxy look. I was pushing hard, trying to get ahead of the 11 o'clock hour. I realized at 10 o'clock that I didn't walk yesterday, and it's not really, I don't really have a good excuse today, so I started pushing to get in, get out, get back before the alarm goes off at 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock is a meditation work notice where I'm supposed to go do the thing in the back. It does look like a grocery cart. Quiet now, because I didn't want to freak them out by talking to myself as I'm coming up behind them. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, she that's what it is. Collapsible shopping cart. With reusable bags in it. It is really quite a lovely morning out. It's got some high thin clouds. There's a lot of high thin clouds, but there's some blue sky patches. It's pretty calm. I can hear the train a long way away here this morning. I can hear the road truck, the traffic noise out on the bypass. I don't know what we're going to talk about today. Okay, eastbound. So I have 15 minutes, 14 minutes. I'll be fine. It'll be fine. Coming up on the walk post. You already say it with me. Walk post. Okay. Off we go. So I think I mentioned the other day that I had finished Cumulus. It was okay. I'm coming in on the end of Perils of Prague, and wondering what the next title is going to be. Danger on the Danube. Risk on the Rhine. Temptation on the Thames. Sadness on the Seine. I don't know. I don't have any idea where he's going with this. It's. I talked to Doc Coleman the other day with an email exchange. And, yeah, I really am enjoying it. Okay. We gotta clear a couple things up. This is a steampunk pulp adventure. It is really, really pulpy. That's not a bad thing. It's just, if you're looking for a clever steampunk romp, this is a punk steampunk rock romp. That's not that it's not clever. It is quite clever. I'm quite enjoying the unfolding of the story and the discovery as we learn more and more about the characters. I'm at like 80-something percent at the moment. I'll probably finish it up today just because I've got to go sit for an hour waiting for the kid. I'll probably do my daily meditation then. So that'll clear the deck for the evening. I did my walking meditation this morning. I don't know if I mentioned it. The other day, I was at a different appointment with one of the kids, and I had very bad reception. So I did my meditation, and it said, well, you're not connected right now, so we'll update your progress when we reconnect. And I didn't think anything of it. Because it's happened before, and it's updated. Everything's been fine. This time it didn't update. And so I went more than 24 hours without meditating as far as the meditation app was concerned. So my run streak of like 410 started over again at 1. And I was quite upset. I can't believe how upset I was. It's just that, yeah, okay, I can recreate the 400, and I'm probably going to get to 1,000 before I'm done, but it's like, come on, oh, come on. What the fuck? Pardon my French. I should make that with the French. Anyway, so I know that the app upgrade, which just happened on my phone a little while ago, has had some problems with remote delayed syncing, so I wrote to them and said, oh, wine. I had a big run going and this app didn't update. Is there anything I can do? And it took about a day and a half, but they got back to me and said, yes, here. I've rebuilt your string, given you credit for the day. And so, you know, your string is now ridiculously high. I guess most people don't get up into the 400s. 365 and they start again. I don't know. But I don't. If I lose it because of something I did, if I get tied up and I can't meditate, or if I get something happens and I'm sick and like passed out for 3 days. Yeah, that's on me. I'm not gonna make a stink about that. When the app failed to do the update, that was like, no. I want my day back because that day is more than 400 days behind it. So they did it. They gave it to me. and then explained it, I can actually get 2 credits per day if I meditate twice in a 16-hour period. Well, twice. Once in an 8-hour period and once in the next 8-hour period or the 8-hour period after that. But anyway, if I do it twice and they're separated by 8 hours, quite frequently I'll get credited for 2. So it's just another reason for me to come out and do the walk in the morning. I do the short walking meditation. Because when I do the meditation in the evening, sometimes I get an extra credit. And the earlier I do the meditation in the morning, the more likely it is my evening meditation gets a second. So it's not like I'm doing it for the credits, because at this point I don't get any more vouchers for free time or anything. I'm just doing it for the bragging rights. Okay, the sun is hot. Just say the shining on my face now on my back as I'm finishing up the walk here. I'm getting a bit sweatish. Which isn't surprising. I'm wearing like triple layers here this morning. Oh, they're going to put a street light there. In a way, it's kind of too bad, but I understand why they're doing it. It's so the park won't be in the dark when the sun goes down. Because people aren't supposed to be there after the sun goes down. But quite frequently, I'll come out here in the evening and see 2 or 3 cars parked there in the dark. I'm sure they're doing something like either Pokemon or Ingress, because the gazebo is a landmark in both games. There are fewer people who know about the other ones down further down in the park, but that's cool. I am coming up at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.